Thanks for tuning in to Snacks for Thought. Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. With that being said, this snack is entitled How He Loves. Over the past few weeks, I have really been thinking about what it means to love like Jesus. In Matthew 22, Jesus talks about the greatest commandment, loving God first and loving our neighbors as we love ourselves. As Christians, we strive to live by both of these commandments because if you think about it, all other commandments can be summed up by these two. But what if I told you Jesus desired more from us? He doesn't just want us to love others how we love ourselves. He wants us to love others like how He loves us. You see, in John chapter 13, Jesus is talking to His disciples and He says, "So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love one another. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." Jesus says, just as I have loved you, you should love each other. But in order for us to do that, we first must know, how does Jesus love? In this snack, I've outlined a few different ways that Jesus loves. Jesus loves us by showing us compassion. Throughout the Gospels, you will see Jesus having compassion on the people, being genuinely concerned for their needs and problems. As believers, we must be people of compassion. We must be empathetic to the needs of others, whether we think they deserve it or not. Jesus loves us by serving us. In John 13, we see Jesus washing the feet of His disciples. Jesus knew the time had come for Him to die. He knew who was going to betray Him, and He knew who was going to deny Him. And with all of this knowledge, He decided to wash the feet of the disciples, and He told them to do the same for others. To love like Jesus means we must serve and help others, even our enemies. Serving people is at the heart of Jesus' ministry. Jesus loves us by forgiving us. The ultimate example of forgiveness is Jesus on the cross, asking God to forgive the people who put Him there. If you read Luke 23, you will see Jesus say, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." How many of us are willing to ask God to forgive those who hurt us? How many of us are willing to forgive without an apology? Jesus loved us by forgiving our sins. If we are to love like Jesus, that means learning how to forgive, learning how to let go of bitterness and anger that comes with unforgiveness. Jesus loves by speaking the truth. Jesus didn't love by condoning sin. He loved by speaking the truth, by condemning sin, but pointing to a Savior. To love like Jesus loves isn't turning a blind eye, but confronting the sin that has others bound and embracing them with grace through the process. I truly believe that society would call Jesus' love intolerant or even hateful because He wouldn't embrace the sin in our lives as okay. If we are to love like Jesus, we have to be able to speak the truth in love. This new commandment of loving like Jesus takes it to the next level. Loving our neighbor as we love ourselves is a good start, but it can't end there because as humans, our love for ourselves is flawed. But Jesus' love for us is perfect. 1 John 4:11 through 12 says, "Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us and His love is brought to full expression in us." I know this is only a few examples of how Jesus loves, but I want to challenge you all to step into this new commandment of loving others how Jesus loves us. That's truly what the world needs right now.